I think what I meant to talk about was this idea that practice, like specific practices in our Sangha, like recording and listening is a perfect example. I get the impression that they work for others in a certain way, and they just don't seem to work for me that way.
What is that way, Jennifer?
So, for example, say you do this two-handed recording and listening exercise, and I feel myself caught, and I think, okay, let me record and see if I tap into the mentor. And so I record and just like vent, you know, basically. And then I play it back. And I guess there's this idea that like, well, when I switch hands or when I just listen, the mentor is going to come through. It just happens. But it doesn't. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's what I would suggest for you with that. When you switch hands, when you listen to the person who's recorded, right? Mm-hmm. So you record and you listen to that person, what she said, and then you put the recorder in your other hand and talk. Let the conversation or let what is said to her be what you would say to somebody that you love dearly. Because
I recorded and then I listened and then I switch hands.
Yes.
And respond to her.
Yes, as if she is someone you really care about. So when you listen to her talk, yeah?
Okay, go ahead.
When you listen to her talk, if you really hear her, then
that's
you will be moved. Say it again.
But that's the thing. What happens is I'm not in a space of hearing her.
Right. That's right. And so that's where you want to stay. You want to just stay there listening to her until you can really hear her.
But what if that turns into, okay, I drifted off. I have to replay and I replay and I replay.
That's why we call it a practice, my dear. That's why we call it a practice. All that's happening to you, which is all that happens to all of us, is that ego resists it. You know, we can only stay stuck in our ego stories. Say it again?
Can we slow down and go back to that last thing you said, the first thing you said?
What happens to all of us, which is ego doesn't want us to mess with ego.
What happens
and
is
it,
ego doesn't want us to mess with ego?
Yes, and it has a kajillion ways to keep us from doing anything that's going to interfere with its control over our lives.
Right, okay.
Yeah? So, say I smoke
it's
cigarettes.
Still controlling me.
Yeah.
And
so I
listen with heart.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
So, let's say I smoke cigarettes, and I don't want to. Okay? I really don't want to. I really, really don't want to. But every time I try to stop, ego makes it so miserable for me that I start again. Now, if I can really get how much that person wants to quit smoking, I'm going to bring all of everything I've got to helping her quit.
Yeah?
So it's like that. And what we're doing with this is getting past ego's resistance.
But it's the disidentifying part that is like, I guess there's this idea that like, I hear people talk about it just happens, and it's just not snappy like that for me. And
that's right. That's right. So are you pretty good at playing baseball?
Baseball?
Yeah,
no.
Baseball. you're not good at baseball? Well, let me tell you, if you put enough time and attention and energy and effort into it, you could actually become probably a fairly decent baseball player. But it's not going to happen automatically.
Right.
Yeah, same thing. So we practice. We practice. And the thing that's not helpful is letting conditioned mind compare what it's making up somebody else is experiencing with what it's telling us we're not experiencing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't know what anybody else is experiencing. I mean, they say whatever they say, and the voice in the head says, la, 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 la. And if we believe that, if we listen to it and believe it, then we think we know something about what somebody else is experiencing, but we don't. All we know is what the voice in the head said.